Hello, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is the Thursday evening Q&A call. Ask a coach, get started, go deeper. My name is Annika Constantine, and on behalf of the Healing Codes, I welcome everyone to this call. Today is January the 9th, 2020, and everything on this call is being recorded. This recording is available to registered members as a download from our website, which is www.thehealingcodes.com/forward-dashboard. Before we get started today, I want to give our disclaimer. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about the issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand that this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in this presentation is the opinion of myself, Annika Constantine. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns that you may have. The main purpose of this call is to answer questions about doing the Healing Codes process. Uncertainty about doing it right will slow down your progress. Your questions often serve the needs of others on this call or people who will listen to the recording at a later time. So today, we're asking those of you who are uncertain about part of the Healing Codes process to ask questions. Another purpose is to validate people who want to tell us of their successes using the codes, because these stories encourage you as you do this work. When you hear other people describe their own efforts, challenges, and successes, you can more easily form pictures of your own healing journey. All right, and I will just share a few technical details with you as far as asking questions is concerned. So if you are calling in from a phone number, the way you can raise your hand is by pressing star 2 on your keypad. That will be star and then 2. If you're calling in from the web call, you can also press star 2 on your keypad that you will be seeing there on the page. Or you can just press the button that says raise hand. That will have the same effect. For those of you who are with us via the webcast, you have the opportunity to ask questions by typing in your question in the chat box. So just type away your question, leave your name and email if you'd like, and then press submit. And your question will then appear here on my computer screen, which I will then be able to read out loud for everybody. Now, today, before we get started with the actual question and answer part of our call, we like to open the call by doing a universal healing code together. So that's what we're going to be doing today as well. And I would like to give you a moment to choose an issue for yourself. If you have something that just pops up right now, or perhaps something that's been bothering you today, something that came up in your circumstances and that you would like to use this opportunity to heal the underlying issue that was triggered, the underlying memory that was connected to that situation that you found yourself in today, perhaps. Or, of course, it could be a long-standing issue or a bigger issue that you've been working on with the Healing Codes, and you just like to bring it right now to a larger group of people, which is always a very wonderful opportunity to come together. So I would like to give you a moment to just evaluate your issue and just look at it one more time. If you'd like, you can rate your issue on a scale from 0 to 10 as far as how much it bothers you is concerned. And then the most important question that you can ask yourself is, how does that make me feel? What type of emotions, what type of feelings come up for me? How does that make me feel emotionally? If you have a hard time connecting to your feelings or emotions, that's perfectly okay. You may also just ask yourself, what are the thoughts that are running through my mind when I think of that issue? Those tend to be negative beliefs if they're negative thoughts. So that could be also something that you could include in your healing requests or prayer in a second when we're going to be doing the code. So whatever pops up for you is great. If you have a hard time identifying anything, that's perfectly fine as well. as long as you know it bothers you, you know it's an issue, so of course just bring it to the table, and it's perfectly fine as well. Your heart knows exactly what's connected to it, so don't worry about it. Now, if you've been able to identify some beliefs or emotions that you connect to that issue, you may take it a step further and ask yourself, do I remember an earlier time in my life? Or what's the earliest time I remember in my life feeling this way or having the same set of beliefs that I'm experiencing right now in regard to that issue that I've identified and that I've brought to the table today? Now, we don't want to be looking for a memory in similar circumstances. It could be similar or even the same circumstances, but we just want to be looking for the actual feeling. For example, if something in your circumstances is making you feel anxious, you would be wanting to see if a memory pops up in which you felt anxious in the past, not necessarily the same type of circumstances. Because what we want to heal are these misinterpretations in our memories that are causing these anxious feelings, for example, to begin with. So this is why we're asking for that. Again, if nothing pops up, that's perfectly fine. Just know and trust that your heart knows exactly what's connected to that issue that you've identified for you today. So just ask that any memories that are connected to it and are the root cause of this be healed. Now, if we do find something without any digging, just if something pops up naturally, if something comes up, that tends to speed up the healing process. So if that happened for you, wonderful. If not, don't worry about it. It's going to work just as fine. All right. Wonderful. And now I'd like to give you a minute to say a prayer or a request of your heart for that issue that you've chosen. If you don't have an issue for yourself, just ask that you may receive whatever you're meant to receive at this time, whatever is in your highest good and for unleashing that wonderful love within you. And just go ahead and do that. All right, if you haven't finished praying, feel free to pray while I say the prayer from the book. Or, of course, you may also always choose to continue praying while we do the Healing Code 10 position. So whatever feels best to you right now is wonderful. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your problem or your issues, and even some memories that you may have identified, would be opened, found, and healed by filling me with the light, life, and unconditional infinite love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. All right, and let's get started and relax. First position is both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. both hands, Adam's apple, both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. And you may focus on a love picture, on a wonderful feeling, something that you imagine that fills your heart, an actual memory. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. And keep taking those nice deep breaths from your stomach. And relax, just receive. Open your heart for this wonderful healing, for this wonderful love. It's always available to you at any time. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. both hands, temples, both hands, temples. Just receive and open your heart. All right, wonderful. And relax your arms. If you'd like, you can place both hands over the middle of your chest, over your heart center, and process. Take another nice deep breath. All right, I hope everybody's feeling wonderful today. Thank you for being here. I would like to, again, share some technical details with you. For you to be able to ask your questions if you have any, or to share your experiences, whatever the case may be. So if you're calling in from a phone, you can press star 2 on your keypad, which will then raise your hand. I will see that here in our Instant Teleseminar system, and I will then unmute your line, calling out the last 4 digits of your telephone number. If you are calling in via the web call, you can also just press star 2 on the keypad that you see there. If not, you can also just press the button that says raise hand. That will have the same effect. And I will also unmute your line. If you submitted a name, I will call out your first name so we know who you are. And if you have a question but are only with us, not only as an it's not worse or anything, but if you're with us via the webcast, your options are limited. So you do have the opportunity to submit a question in written form. You will see a little chat box, and in there you can type away your question, leave your name and email if you'd like, and then press submit. And again, that will also appear here on my computer screen, and I will then read your question and then answer your question at the same time. All right, so let's see if we have any questions today. All right, I do see a few written questions that I'm going to open right now. All right, just give me 1 second. All right, so this question comes from Mary, and I'm going to read her question. Mary writes, I have only just heard about the healing codes and am filled with such hope. Because of PTSD and years of fear-based living, I have many chronic and serious health conditions, including insomnia, depression, and anxiety attacks. I had a breakdown, have been off work for 3 months. All the scores of my health issues assessment were very, very low. When I went to the website, there were so many programs and options, and I was confused and overwhelmed. I really need guidance on where to begin. What would you suggest? Would it be the flagship product regular Healing Codes package or something else? Regards, Mary. Mary, thank you so much for your question. I'm very happy that you're here, and I'm very, very happy for you that you found the Healing Codes. And I really hope that you can heal from these issues that you've mentioned right now, and God bless you. So I'm so sorry to hear that you feel confused and overwhelmed. I can understand, especially when you have so many options, and especially when you are feeling distress because of your issues. It can be hard to feel clarity and to make a good decision for yourself. Number one, what I think I would like to share with you is that really you can make no wrong choice. All the products are really, really wonderful. Now, I would say for simplicity, keep it as simple as you can. So really what you could do is you can start with the Universal Healing Code that is found in the Healing Code book. It's also up to this point the cheapest option you can find. So if you do not have the book yet, you can go to Amazon or your local bookstore and have it ordered if they don't have it in stock, and just get started with that. And you can just start with the Universal Healing Code, which is wonderful. That would be the simplest thing that you could start with. And then once you've gained a little experience, you may want to dive in a little deeper and perhaps see if you would like to order one of the packages that we have. The Healing Code, the regular Healing Codes package would be wonderful. We have a Healing Codes 2 package. So they all come a little bit from a different perspective. But it really depends. I would always say it really depends on what you feel drawn to. I think usually our gut will guide us in that. So if you feel especially drawn to a certain program, whether it be Trilogy or the Healing Codes or Healing Codes 2 or the Relationship Codes, I mean, they all work together. What they all do is help you heal those negative and destructive memories that are at the root of any health concern that you may have. And but I would really always say go with your first gut feeling and just go from there. If you feel like you want to dive right in, just choose one of the packages. Or if you would like to just have something, you know, very simple instruction on how to get started, the book is a wonderful, great way to start. Has a lot of wonderful infos as well that can be very, very helpful and also very enlightening, and help you understand more, you know, what's going on. I mean, that, at least for me, that was the case when I first read the book. It was just such an eye-opener, and that in and of itself really, really helped me. And you can just get started. So what you could also do, since you've done the Heart Issues Finder, just see which of the scores is the lowest and just start there. Start with the lowest score, use the Universal Healing Code that we just did together. It's both hands bridge, both hands Adam's apple, both hands jaws, and then both hands temples. You hold each position for about 30 seconds and then move on to the next one, and you do at least 3 rounds in total, which would be about 6 minutes. You can, of course, go longer than that, but you can just get started with that. And in your prayer, just address the category that's your lowest score. For example, it may be unforgiveness. So you would start with unforgiveness and just ask that anything in that category can be healed. If you find anything by reading the description of that category, just include it as well if you'd like, or if you just like to keep it simple, really anything goes in that matter. So you can go into as much detail as you'd want. You could also keep it, like I said, very simple, not go into any details at all, and just ask for the most important things to be healed. Again, it really all depends on how you feel. Now, if you feel overwhelmed, I think, like I said in the beginning, keeping it as simple as possible would probably be preferred and most beneficial to you in the beginning. And then once you feel you're more, you got more of a grip of it, and it's become more routine, then perhaps, you know, you may want to dive in a little bit deeper on the packages. Now, there's one more option that I haven't mentioned, but I think perhaps that could also be an option for you. You can, of course, contact one of our wonderful coaches that you can also find on the Healing Codes page, which is thehealingcodes.com/forward home. And there, when you click on the tab that says practitioners, you will find a list of many different practitioners, or also, of course, on the dralexanderlloyd.com page. Same thing, just look for the coaching options, and there you will also find coaches. And a coach can help you by testing you and see which way to go first, and kind of to see what would be the best way for you to get started. So if you feel like you really need guidance, I would say that's the best way to go, to start working with a coach. Or to make a long story short. So coaching or the Healing Code book, and or of course you can always get all of them if you would like. The book is a wonderful baseline, and then just choose one of the packages that really resonate with you and just start from there. And if you have any more questions, Mary, you can always reach out here. We're always very happy to help you with any questions you may have. That's why we have this Q&A call every Thursday evening. And so I really hope that this can be helpful. If you have any more questions, if anything was not as clear, please do reach out and let me know if I can be of further assistance to you. But I really hope that, you can get in the most, the simplest way as possible and the most effective way as possible. All right, let's see if we have any more questions. All right, I do see a hand that just raised. It's from a number ending in 5446. 5446, I'm going to open your line. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Patricia. Hi, Annika.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you doing?
Good, thank you, Patricia. Thank you. How can I help you today?
Thanks for taking my call. Just a question of interest and then a comment. I was just wondering, I know we generate the energy that we do with the healing codes from our own bodies, the way Dr. Lloyd describes it in the Healing Code book. He said the area of most concentrated energy is our fingertips, so that's why he has he has us do it from there. But I'm wondering, is that the same as the universal energy I've heard about called Qi? CHI or KI or QI. Is that key?
Well, I would think so. I'm not 100% certain, but I think, you know, because that's kind of like the life force, the life energy, right? Flowing through us. And
yes.
I would definitely think so, because in the book, you know, he describes that we always have this wonderful positive energy, you know, flowing through us. But what might happen is that, you know, those blockages get created. And so by pointing back our fingertips at those healing centers, we kind of, you know, the flow gets reestablished, so to speak, or we send that positive, wonderful life force to those areas, you know, that got blocked, you know, as far as our memories are concerned or whatever the case may be. So I would say probably 90%. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Yeah. I was just wondering. I recently signed up for a new program, thanks to Dr. Lloyd, because he sent us an email the other day saying that this whole week there would be all these speakers on spiritual topics, and I did listen to some of it. I couldn't listen to most of it because I worked during the day, but one evening one of them caught my eye, my attention, and I did sign up for it. And it has to do largely with the universal energy. And I was just curious if it would, you know, how it would mesh with the healing codes, which I have no intention of ever giving up. I just adore the healing codes.
Right.
It's my daily practice. Yeah. And I just get so much obvious benefit from them. I just can't laud their praises enough. Now, I want to give a testimonial, but I'm not sure exactly where this grace is coming from. I gave the testimonial at church the other day, and I gave it at another spiritual group that I belong to that I get energy from, and I'm going to give it now, but I'm quite frankly not exactly sure you know, why this happened, but I'm sure it has to do with some, I mean, it's from above, obviously, and I have been doing my coding, and I've been attending the other services, so I don't remember specifically asking God for this as a favor, but thank God it happened, and I'll tell you what it was. For several months, I have been contemplating leaving my job. At some point, I'd like to retire and do something more interesting in keeping with my interests. So, but I didn't want to leave it where there'd be nobody to take over what I'm doing. And for a long time, it just seemed as if it would be a very hard thing for us, for there to be anybody to do that. For one thing, I work for the city government. And the city is very slow to make any changes or to hire anybody, or to, once they even are hired, which finally my boss did find somebody to hire. I think it was last May or something. I mean, for the process to be approved it was months, and we weren't hearing anything. My boss had hired her, but the wheels of the city grind very slowly, and it was months and months and months, and we had no signs of progress or anything, and I was sort of giving up hope that I could ever leave this job. And so so finally, lo and behold, one fine day in December, in walks this angel, actually, and it's the new girl, the new lady, the employee. And so I started training her, because not only am I going to ultimately one day retire, but I am going to be having cataract surgery this month. So she needs to know a few things. It's not like I'll be out forever, but I'll be out sometime. And my boss told me that, and my boss is very aware of the fact that I want to leave at some point in the not too distant future. So she's cool with that. But she just says, you know, train the new employees to know everything you know. So I'm in that process. Anyway, I just can't even tell you what a perfect individual this is. I've never met anybody so amazing. I'm wondering if she's even actually an angel, because I've heard that sometimes God can send people that they look like regular people, but they're really an angel. So because she's so, everything I found, no fault with her. She's so pleasant. She's intelligent. She's happy to learn, eager to learn, thanks me all the time for the lessons that I'm giving her. And she's really better than me too at the job, because she's, for one thing, she knows the technology a lot better. She went to school for tech, so she's a lot better on the computer than I ever was. She's very comfortable with that. And then and she catches on very quickly, and she asks questions, appropriate questions, like she really cares to do the job right. And I guess that's what matters most to me, because I like somebody who's going to care that they do their job right, because there's so much I have witnessed. I can't even tell you what I've witnessed. I have witnessed a lot of carelessness regarding jobs and regarding just everything in recent, well, it's been going on a long time. But, I mean, when I was a kid and went to school, I hate to sound like an old fogey, because my parents used to say when they were kids, you know, it was this way. Now I'm doing that. Anyway, but when I was a kid, you had to do things a certain way. You were taught that this is how it is, and that's what you strove to learn. And, you know, strive to learn it the way that the teacher said it was. But now it seems like people spell things the way they want. You know, people do everything just whatever way they want. You know, you're waiting online to get waited on in a place, and they'll be talking to their friend, and they act like you're an inconvenience. All this stuff. It has been going on for a long time. Anyway, so it was like a miracle when this woman walked in, and that she's actually going to be our employee. And I just want to do everything in my power to make her stay, because I want to be able to leave. And I've told my boss what a gem this girl is, because it's true, and I hope she really appreciates that. You know, you can say it, but unless the person really works with somebody, you know, full time for a period of time, they may not realize. Because people like this do not grow on trees. You don't see somebody like this every day. So I just want to say it's a miracle. And I don't know what maybe I did nothing to deserve a miracle, but I got one. Maybe from you know, just maybe God took, you know, some mercy on me and knows that maybe it's not my place to stay at this job forever. And he knows that I'm not going to leave, you know, feeling that there's nobody to take over. So he took matters into his own hands. Who knows? But I'm very grateful. And I just wanted to share that. And I know it has to do with the powers above, and the healing codes has to do with God and the powers of, you know, healing life and the healing life force. So I thought it was in some way relevant. So I wanted to share that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so happy for you, Patricia. That's a wonderful blessing.
Yeah,
wonderful. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah.
All right. Do you have any question for me today, Patricia?
Not at the moment, but one. Who knows? One might evolve if the evening goes on.
All right. Okay, Patricia. I'm gonna mute your line. And let's see if we have anybody else that wants to ask a question. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
All right, I muted Patricia's line. Okay, see, we had a few more people that just came in, so I want to let you know how you can ask a question if you'd like to ask a question. You can either press star 2 on your keypad if you're calling in from a phone number, from a phone line, or if you're calling in from a web call, you can press the button that says raise hand, or also you can open your keypad that you should see in your window and press star 2. That will have the same effect. It will raise your hand here in our system. If you'd like to submit a question in written form, you also have the opportunity, if you see a chat box in your window, just type away your question, leave your name and email if you'd like, and press submit, and I'll be very happy to read the question and answer it. All right, let's see if we have received any more questions at this time. Right, so we don't have any more questions right now. So what I would like to do, unless you want to raise your hand, I'm going to do another healing code with you guys. It's going to be our final healing code for today. Now, if you do come up with a question while we do the healing code or shortly after, I'll be very happy to take your question, of course, before we end our today's call. All right, so if you have been with us from the beginning, you can, of course, if you'd like, choose the same issue that you addressed in the beginning. Now, if that issue feels already a lot better or even does not bother you at all anymore, you can, of course, choose whatever pops up right now. Or if you don't have a particular issue at this time, you can also just stay open and ask in your prayer or request for you to just receive whatever's in your highest good, whatever helps you feel even more peace, even more love, even more appreciation for life and vigor and joy. So whatever you feel perhaps you want to have more of that's already very abundant in your life, that would be a wonderful thing to choose as well. Or, of course, you can just stay open and just open your heart to this wonderful healing power of love that we're going to be tapping into right now. All right, so I would like to give you a second to choose your issue if you have one. You can rate it on a scale from 0 to 10 as far as how much it bothers you is concerned. You can ask yourself, how does it make me feel? And if you can identify something that's wonderful, please include that in your prayer. It's very helpful if we can identify how we feel. Now, identifying doesn't necessarily mean that you need to name it. Sometimes we can be very aware of what we're feeling, but it may be hard for us to exactly say what it is that we feel. you can also just say, that feeling, that thing that I'm feeling, just heal that. So that would be perfectly fine as well. And we can take it a step further. You could ask yourself, what's the earliest time in my life I remember feeling this way that I feel right now concerning this issue? Take a nice deep breath and feel into your body. Allow for a memory to pop up. See if something comes up. We don't want to be doing a lot of digging. We just want it to come up naturally if it's ready to be healed. If something came up, that's wonderful. That's a great sign. It's definitely connected to your issue, even if rationally it may not make a lot of sense or it may look completely different than from what you expected. If something came up, do trust that it has to do with your issue and just include that in your prayer, in your request for healing right now when we're going to say the prayer. Now, if nothing came up, don't worry about it. Your heart still knows, and most of what's actually healing heals on an unconscious level. So just know and trust that the right things, the source of what's bothering you, is going to be found and healed. A lot of times, memories may pop up even while we do a healing code or during the day. So just trust the process of what's going to happen right now. All right, so I'm going to give you a moment to say your own personal prayer or personal request of the heart for that issue that you have chosen right now that you would like to receive healing for. I encourage you to include your emotions that you have identified and the memories that you connect to how you feel, because those are at the root of what's bothering you, and you want to heal that first. All right, I'm going to read the prayer from the book. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your problem or issues or leave it blank, would be found, opened, and healed by filling me with the light, life, and wonderful unconditional love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Take a nice deep breath and we get started. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. both hands, temples, both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple, both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. And relax and stay open to receiving this wonderful healing and love and peace. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Take nice deep breaths from the stomach. Keep focusing on your love picture. Something healing, something loving. And let's place both hands over the middle of the chest, over your heart center if you'd like. Or you can also, of course, just place your hands in your lap and relax. Take another nice deep breath. Allow yourself to receive, to process. If you like you could say a small prayer of gratitude. All right. Wonderful. So if we have any more questions right now, now's the time to raise your hand one more time. You can press star 2 on your keypad for raising your hand, or press the button raise hand via the web call. And if you're with us via the webcast, submit your question in the chat box. All right, we don't seem to have any more questions at this time. Okay, I did see another hand raise. I think it's going to be Patricia again. I'm going to unmute your line. Hello, Patricia?
Hi, it's me, Patricia. I just, before you open the lines to everybody to just say goodbye, I want to personally thank you for making yourself available for these calls. These healing calls mean so much to me. I did not have a chance to do my codes this morning before work, and I would not have been able to do it if it hadn't been for you, and it means it's tremendously healing. So thank you for this opportunity. I'm really very grateful. I know you do it as a voluntary service, and it's unbelievable, and it's just so, so needed. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, Patricia. Thank you so much for your kind words.
It's true, though. True.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. All right, everybody. Just like Patricia already said, I'm going to open everybody's line. If you want to say bye, you will have this chance right now. Have a wonderful evening, day, wherever you may be, and God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks.
Bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference.